That's what Taylor Swift hears when she's doing her concert.
Did you just make that up?
I swear to God. What well, I don't swear mean? To God because I can't like prove it. But it's a metronome, so she stays on beat. She just needs to know the beat. Isn't that interesting? I'm sure she can hear the music.
She probably like stays up at night and just like hears that like constantly.
I would go fucking bananas. Go it's insane. 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I would go insane. Have you ever been to a Taylor Swift concert?
Yes, and I'm going to Amsterdam to see her again. Not just to see her again, but.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, hi.
Hi.
Welcome. I'm just learning that Carolyn is a huge Swiftie.
I'm not a huge.
You just said you're going to Amsterdam to see her.
It was coincidental.
Sure.
But I did see her in a rain show. It was really good.
So this is our Valley episode, the Valley episode 6, titled, probably my favorite title, Congrats on Your Hair Loss. Like, normally the titles are pretty witty. That one's not.
They felt like we do, right? And like, they were at the end of a long day. And you're like, yeah, fuck,
just fucking
title.
Name it yeah, that. Just name it that. This episode is kind of what turned the show around for me. I wasn't really loving it at first, but now it's giving me all the things that made old school reality TV what it was.
And like, it makes me wet. Warm and...
Oh my God. Well, in the Vanderpump episode, I said I was
gonna
horny.
Say warm inside. And then I was thinking tingling. I was like, it just sounds like I'm going to say wet.
You know what? Maybe it did.
God, I'm so awkward.
I was close.
I was on the brink for sure.
I was close. Damp, if you will. So Ryan Bailey tweeted this, and I actually thought it summed it up really perfectly. It was, this is why the Valley works. They started filming in the middle of a relationship falling apart that mm-hmm. had a secret that hadn't been revealed.
Yeah.
Michelle and Jesse, potentially Jax and Brittany. Jax and Kristen are messy stars. You want to watch them. And then there's the perfect couple, Nia and Danny. Mm-hmm. There's Janet, who knows secrets about all of them, but has never been on Vanderpump Rules. So now she's ready to
nor reality television.
Spill. Mm-hmm. Jasmine and Zach add good commentary. And lastly, Jax is losing his hair. Like that, it's the perfect.
All together,
perfect
the pieces
storm.
Are finally coming together.
I feel like you and I both have been kind of like fans of Luke. I've been riding for Luke. I like him for Kristen. But it's just now that I'm like, maybe Luke is kind of weird.
Oh my God, we have the same brain. I literally wrote down, wait a minute, what is up with Luke?
like the conversation, like he's like too into the whole pregnancy thing.
That's what I wrote down too. Why does he want to do this? Like, I get why Kristen wants to do this. What is he? He's a young guy. I mean, for guys, he's only 31, like
he's
32.
Yes, he's so into it. Also, they haven't
married.
Been dating that long. And is he, there's literally zero talk of him proposing, but 100% talk of him having a baby.
And like, where did she find him?
At
like,
a wedding. Like, they fucked in the barn at a wedding.
That's right. Like, at first I was like, man, this poor Luke.
No, I think Luke is just as, quote, crazy as Kristen. We just haven't seen it yet because he is also getting off on the fucking drama.
He's in it.
He's not just this simple Colorado boy that lives on a farm. Like,
no.
He fucking loves this shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. I want him and Brock to have a meal together. Just two farmers.
Oh, my God. Farmers
hanging
only.
Hanging out, you know?
So, actually, I did a TikTok on this, but over the weekend, Michelle did a Q&A on her Instagram story where she answered a bunch of questions, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to get into all of it. But one of the answers was, or someone said, like, why did you choose to do this show if you and Jesse have been having such marital problems? And supposedly, the show had been pitched to them years ago. She was like, we talked about it when their kid was really young. Because I think even Stassi talked about that her wedding was supposed to be on this new Valley show.
Yep.
So they never knew that the show was going to go. And then it just went straight to series, like out of fucking nowhere.
And what do you do?
So they were like,
all right. Well, you should just not do it. But
they're not the type of
and they're going to take that opportunity.
Every time you and I both don't love Jesse. I don't think many people do. Every time he talks, I feel like Michelle is more and more validated in wanting to separate with him. Like, for
example, she's more and more dead inside.
Both.
Yeah.
Like, even him being like, I really want to save my marriage. Dot, dot, dot. So I think I'm going to do ketamine and mushrooms to try to like really get to the bottom of why my ego is why I'm. It's like,
did he say that?
Yes. He was like, I'm going to do like, he was like, I'm going to do like a ketamine and psilocybin therapy to get to like why my ego is the way that it is. All I fucking heard is my wife fucking hates me. So I'm going to do shrooms with my boys this weekend.
I'm not going to be explicit here. Before this weekend, I would agree with you. After this weekend,
maybe it will help everything. He's got a point. Maybe he will see God.
He's got a point. If you learn some stuff, all man. Right, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, obviously they didn't work for him because they still got separated.
Yeah, no, for sure. We can do.
Oh, like, the hair loss party.
The hair loss party was stupid. Jax kind of has a bald spot. It's fine. Anything exciting on your end?
No.
I mean, Jesse hitting on the girl was by the fucking nanas.
Well, okay, here's what I'm saying. So Jesse's sitting at the dinner table, right? And he's being really quiet. And yeah. Michelle keeps being like, what's wrong? He's like, nothing. I'm fine. Then it cuts to a talking head interview of him saying like, what everyone here doesn't know is a couple hours before this, I had a meeting and I think I realized my marriage is over. So we're supposed to feel bad for him, right? That's like what he's queuing us up to do. Yet 20 minutes before this, he's spending 0% of his time with his wife and 100% of his wife with a half-naked Burning Man booth girl. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel bad for you at all. Then, like,
and then he has audacity to like bring up Burning Man and the sweaty balls.
If you really care about your marriage is over, show us you care. You could say all you want. No one's gonna feel bad for you, dude. No one's gonna feel bad for you.
Also, but before we go too much further, I do want to go back because I feel like you know the answer to this. Why the fuck was Jax driving a golf cart?
So I don't know the answer to this.
Does he have a DUI?
I think he does it. So, okay, the internet says that he does it because he wishes so badly he lived in, like, a retirement community in Florida.
His home. Go back home.
I think that's his version of the TomTom motorcycle sidecar.
Got it.
Like, he wants his thing. Like, remember when he was on Vanderpump?
He wants a signature car.
Well, remember when he was on Vanderpump Rules and he had that electronic cooler that he would like ride up and down the hallway.
So fun.
Like, I think that he just wants a thing and I think he thinks it's funny. I don't think he needs to be driving that. A lot of people online are also like, is that fucking street legal? Like, is able to be riding that?
It was giving, you don't watch Salt Lake, but Salt Lake.
I'm two seasons in.
Oh, okay. Well, in the most recent one, she has her daughter get a golf, she buys her daughter a golf cart so she can,
Heather?
Whitney.
Oh.
So that she can like do errands and stuff.
That's
so I think
funny.
You can put it on the road.
There must be something special about it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, wait. Before we get into like the dinner and the thing, while we're talking about Jax and the golf cart, I do have one thing to say.
Oh, my God.
So he's having this conversation with Brittany in the back of what will be Jax's Studio City. And he is acting like he is the only man in the world to ever be a husband and a dad. Like the way I was talking, like, I'm just so stressed. Like, I don't know how to be a husband and raise a family. Like, Brittany is begging her to show her any type of attention. And what does he do? Complain. And he makes it seem like she is inconveniencing him by being his wife and the mother of his child. Like, that's what I got out of that conversation, is that it's Brittany's fault that he's stressed out because she made him a husband and she made him a dad.
You know how you always say you're like, these shows don't make marriage look fun?
Correct.
The children thing is what I can relate to. This makes me like so fucking shitless scared to have a child.
Right, because he's like, I don't know how to be a dad and have a son. Well, don't let Jax Taylor dictate ovaries.
My family planning decisions.
Well, Jax said it was hard. So
we have high anxiety. I don't know. I would also freak out. He has money coming in now. He's on two shows. He's got a bar coming up that he has no money in himself.
He's just
doing fine.
He's just looking for any excuse to be upset with Brittany. He hates Brittany. And it's funny because it reminded me so much of when Jax got married on Vanderpump Rules. That whole season, anytime like Sandoval would, like, you know, him and Sandoval were like beefing that season, he'd be like, you know what, dude, come on, I'm really stressed right now. I'm like planning a wedding, like I'm getting married, blah, blah. It's like he always wants to complain about the things that he wanted.
Yeah.
He like it's someone else's fault. Like, okay, it's not my fault you're getting married and you're fucking stressed about it. I didn't ask you to do this.
But at the same time, no one really knows what they're getting into until they get into it. I can't believe I'm defending Jax Taylor right now. Oh my God. This stays here among us listeners.
And everyone
look,
listening.
Look, if you, I mean, even I've been married. No one can prepare you for what a marriage is going to be until you're actually in it. Much like no one can prepare you for what being on a reality show is actually going to be until you're on a fucking reality show.
Fair.
So if he's just having stress attacks and he's has no real reason to have them, I'm going to have them.
I think he just wants to party and that's and drive his golf cart around.
And drive his golf cart around.
One of my notes was, wait a second. We're already at the hallway fight scene and it's only episode 6. Like, I thought that was going to be a season finale type of thing.
I felt like they would have, like, let us know or something. Right, to like, get us all is, in our seats like, ready for the hallway. Happen. I've been waiting for the hallway. I know, it's like a holiday came early.
So what happened was, we'll do a quick recap. So Kristen leaves, and this is something that people on the internet had a lot to say about, how they were like, production really doesn't give a fuck about anybody's mental health or well-being, because Jesse does get, like you said, loud, and he hits the table again with mm-hmm. the... Like, first of all, I think that is the most immature thing. It's like a little baby banging on the table when they fucking want something. Or I actually used to work at a retirement home and the old men would put their fork in one hand and their knife in the other hand and they would just bang on the table until you would come over and take their order. Like, that's what it was giving me. It was yeah. immature. And so, and then he gets like kind of like abusive sounding
yeah.
towards people at the table. Kristen gets out, and this was like very breaking the fourth wall. This was not on camera. She didn't want this to be on camera, saying to producers, I don't want to be in there with him. He doesn't make me feel safe. He's doing this again. Like, I'm so tired of this. To me, it made it sound like Kristen had already brought this up to producers.
Yeah,
of like,
and she was like
guys,
do
he's
it
doing it again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have to go through this again.
Can I tell you what happened?
Yes.
I watched the ending, the last 10 minutes, 3 times, so I didn't miss anything, and I wrote it all down. I'd like to read it back to you.
Please.
Brittany says yes to a shot of tequila. Jesse bangs the Taylor table. Kristen nervously denies ever calling Luke a douchebag. Danny has his hand up. Kristen and
oh, yeah.
Luke.
I forgot about Danny raising his
Kristen
hand.
Kristen and Luke leave and argue with producers. Jesse makes a comment about his salty balls. Jesse leaves and tells Kristen he will bury her. Kristen says she would never do that to ruin his family. Michelle leaves and tells Luke and Kristen not to touch her husband. Michelle yells at Kristen. Kristen brings up protection again. Michelle says, just say what you're thinking. Kristen lies and says Jesse is going to divorce her in 2 months. Jack says it's the other way around in his confessional. Michelle's nipple is out. Zach comes out and gets checked by Jesse. Kristen leaves and says Michelle has had a boyfriend for a year, which is what she said she wouldn't do about 60 seconds earlier. The end.
Okay, you know
so
what?
So there's a lot to go through in
and
that.
That's our show.
And
thank you so much. So yeah, like I said, I feel like Kristen didn't want to even have this interaction. I do feel like Kristen is trying really hard to not be crazy Kristen. Like, I feel like I can see her suppressing her anger and like her wanting to explode. She took herself out of that situation.
I'd like to politely excuse myself.
Yes. And they followed her. Yeah. She did. She took herself out of that situation.
And the producers were having words with her.
They were trying to urge her. They yeah. wanted that drama.
I was actually surprised at
she
that.
She told them she didn't
like
feel
they were
comfortable.
Sassy with her.
She told them she didn't feel comfortable. They basically were like, get the fuck back in there, bitch. This is your paycheck.
Get back in the ring, bitch.
And ding, ding, round two.
Because we can't film this in a hallway. We're not prepared for the hallway. Again, yeah, best scenes are when they're not
right.
prepared.
We didn't light the hallway.
Yeah, we didn't light the hallway.
So they follow her out there. And even still while she's out there, this part made me think she actually didn't have any secrets on Michelle. I then obviously backtracked because she said it. But while she's in the hallway with pretty much everyone, she's saying like, don't make me say it. I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to keep your secrets. And she just keeps saying that. And Michelle and Jesse are like, say it. Like, say, they're basically urging her to say it. If I were Kristen and I have years of people calling me crazy and people calling me a liar, that would have been the moment for her to say what she knew in front of everyone to kind of validate herself, in my opinion. Why wait until you're off camera when no one's around to be like, fine, I'll say it. Michelle has a boyfriend. Like, why not just say it in front of everyone if they're saying, like, you're a fucking liar, you're crazy, there's no secret.
I guess, but she's the one that brought up that there is a secret to be told. Like, no one even had to know there was a secret about Michelle.
Right.
Kristen is the one that put herself in this position.
Right. I'm trying to protect. I'm trying to protect you, so I'm not going to tell your secret. Yeah. But by just saying that, you didn't protect.
You know what? Protect her by not saying that that she needs protection.
What makes me feel good is I actually did a bit of a like Instagram creep on Michelle. And Kristen was like at Michelle's baby shower for Isabella. So like they actually are friends. It's not just like this new, like I think Nia is kind of like the newest person in the group.
Yeah.
Like if it would be one thing if Michelle was just like some new girl, Kristen heard a rumor, Kristen's going to say, like there is like deep friendship there. Yeah. It does seem like.
That is probably no longer.
I also, this might be a hot take. I wasn't going to say this on the pod, but I'm going to say it. So when they're in the hallway, I'll get to my hot take. But first I'm going to say, I feel like Jason and Danny are really smart, normal guys.
Yep.
Smart enough to see through the bullshit that is Jesse. And I do think they see through his bullshit. I think they humor him because they need to film with him because they're co-stars. But when all of that was happening in the hallway, neither of them were out there.
I think they're actually friends with them. I think all these people were actually friends.
I think maybe Jesse like hangs around, but they don't actually like
They
him.
Have so much history with each other. The fact that they're on the show is because someone knew someone.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. I think the girls are friends with Brittany. So by default, all the guys are friends with each other. How could you? They are smart
Danny
guys.
And Jax look, I have rapport. I feel like they're tight. No?
But I just feel like. Okay, Jax is at least being
Which is only
like,
red flag for me for Danny.
I at least think Jax is being like well-behaved, you know, for the most part. But like the way that Danny is yelling at women, hitting tables, pushing people over. Or not
you
Danny.
You mean Jesse.
Jesse. The way that Jesse is yelling at women and hitting tables and pushing people over. And like that, I don't know. I wouldn't really want to associate myself with that. And I think.
Of course you wouldn't.
I think there is a reason that Jason and Danny were not out in that hallway during that fight because they knew they'd be guilty by association. They're not backing anyone up. Now, here's my hot take that I wasn't going to say, but I'm going to say it. When Jesse's in the hallway and he goes to, fight Luke, I guess,
mm-hmm.
He pushes Zach out of the way.
Just checks him.
He also pushes Brittany. I think that there is something behind him pushing Brittany and the only gay man on the show. I think if Jax was in his way, if Jason was in his way, I don't think he would have pushed them quite the way that he pushed Zach and Brittany.
Oh, I appreciate the hot tea that you're given on this take.
That's what I think.
I'm going to respectfully disagree.
You think it didn't even matter?
He's just a madman.
Maybe he just saw red.
I think he would try to move Jax. I think Jax wouldn't allow him to do that. You know,
maybe
like,
that's
I think
fair. Maybe
be,
Jax.
I
th- maybe they Jesse would have been seems, holding him back a bit more.
Jesse seems cocky. Yeah. No, I think Zach just literally didn't have.
Jax was in the wrong. Zach was in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's for sure. I don't know. To me, it just felt like.
Oh, it's fucked up for sure. I just think he would still go aggressive. At that particular moment, he was seeing red, I think.
He really pushed Brittany.
I need to go back and watch. But no, that's fucked up. It's really fucked up that he did that. Don't get me wrong. Like, this guy sucks. It's so fucked up that he did that. I was the one last time that was like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's like some bigger issues at home.
Right. Well, and we also said this is like the way that he was yelling at Kristen at the Capri dinner mm-hmm. proves to us that this isn't the first time he's yelled at a woman.
This isn't
like
his
that.
First rodeo.
Because Michelle didn't even flinch when he yelled like that.
Which he is proven to us when he bangs the table again.
Yeah, that's a consistent
dinner.
Thing.
Yeah. And that shouldn't be something that we see twice.
I just don't like it. I'm uneasy around him.
We're all uneasy around him.
I just don't like him. But I loved the fight.
I love the fight too. And I did respect he is accepting that his marriage is over. I can't believe I'm defending this guy. He still has hope at this point. He still has hope to his marriage that they can make it work and get through. Otherwise, they wouldn't be at the dinner together. They wouldn't be doing all the stuff together.
She was riding for him, too. Don't touch my husband.
And he was riding for him. And he was saying, you know, if you know something about my wife, I'm going to bury you, which is a fucked up thing to say. But he was saying it, well, I guess to defend his family. But also, like, don't do something to my fucking wife that you haven't already done.
Yeah, he did. That is what protecting someone looks
like. Yeah, exactly. Like, it was fucked up how he did it, but he was protecting him. And I liked how Michelle, like, look, she had a full nipple out and was unfazed by it.
She didn't even know.
Into the moment.
Michelle does have a new boyfriend.
I saw that.
That's confirmed.
I did see that. Do we know anything about the boyfriend she had.
No. That was also a theory of mine, is that the secret is that they have an open relationship.
Thing. Yeah, that was like the most obvious.
So I think that's why Jesse was like, if you know any secrets about my wife that I don't already know, like, don't say it or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I think the two of them are just fooling all of us. I'm kind of...
That's true.
I'm glad they're separated.
That's true.
You know what's pretty interesting about the Valley, though? Is, I mean, I really wouldn't have predicted that... Okay, I saw a perfect, like, meme. It was like, I take your Tom Sandoval and I raise you a Jax Taylor. And then it said, well, I take your Jax Taylor and I raise you a Jesse Lally. Like, I never would have expected that Jesse would have been one of the main characters this season.
So problematic, yeah.
Like, and not only would I not have expected that Jesse would have been so prominent, Brittany's only really storyline is that she's like ripping shots and people are like, Brittany kind of gets drunk sometimes.
Brittany's getting very drunk a
like,
lot of the time.
Like, okay, Captain Obvious. Yeah. We've been knowing that.
And that was, I did think it was funny when Jax was like, I almost said something just to pretend I was in it since I was not a part
of
this conversation.
Yeah, because Jax sees the show getting away from him. He's like, no, wait, no. This is supposed to be me. Like, I'm supposed to be in the drama. Wait, Kristen.
It's gone too far.
We talked about this, Kristen. Yeah. It was going to be me and you, Kristen. Jax and Brittany, all they have to do is worry about not having sex and trying to open a bar. No one gives a fuck. We've already seen people try to open a bar.
Yeah,
we are tired of seeing people trying to open a bar.
Yep.
Get something new.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Are your ears hot?
Kind of. I was heated.
I needed worked up.
Poor Jax. Never thought I'd say this, but poor Jax. His show.
Yeah.
Is no longer his show.
It also makes sense that the previous gossip about, like, the first four episodes were so fucking cryptic about what was said and what was not said.
Yes.
I think there is, they went into this with a lot of secrets in this group that they were like, okay, we're containing this, and this is what's going to be said on camera, what's not going to be said on camera. And now that, like, when one slipped out, it's like, oh my God.
Right.
Everything's
like,
all coming out, and I don't think they expected it. And I think that's why it's an amazing TV show right now.
Dude, I feel like that's why and how reality shows just like fucking ruin friend groups, because like, obviously we all have like secrets amongst friends, or like so-and-so did this, but we don't ever really talk about it. And then the second cameras start rolling, it's like a different ball game, and it doesn't matter. You can just like spill all this shit that like you're supposed to be, I don't know.
I need girlies out here to hear me on this. If you are hired on a reality TV show, you are hired to fight. That is why you are there. That is your purpose. If you are going in with a group of friends thinking this is going to be so awesome, we're going to get famous. You know why you're going to get famous? Because you're going to fight a lot.
And your friends will no longer
be your
friends.
You will lose your friends. That's why relationships don't last. Like,
or
it's so hard.
You end up being someone like Brittany, who really hasn't done anything super problematic in terms of friendship,
but has been on the receiving end of some big plot lines.
Well, yeah, but all I'm getting at is like, she doesn't really have a fucking storyline because she's not spilling the tea about her friends.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
Yeah.
She only gets a storyline when Jax cheats on her or like does something bad.
Yeah.
That sounded really mean. I like Brittany. I do.
I like Brittany.
Very gentle soul.
But there's nothing to her.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Yet. That's the issue with reality TV, is like, you love characters that start drama. So it's like great for us, the viewer, and it sucks for everyone in like their close circle.
I would never do it. The only reality TV I do is a game show.
I went on a game show once, actually.
I did too.
What was yours?
Which was yours? Mine was Price is Right.
You were on the Price is Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Tell me about it. Did you win?
No, I didn't.
I went to...
It's actually, there is a story.
Oh, I went to Let's Make a Deal, but I wasn't on. But I was on a game show called The Squad, and it was a pilot. So basically they filmed a couple episodes and then they were pitching it around and it never got picked up.
I've done one of those too.
Yeah, so it never saw the light of day. But basically the concept, it was kind of cool. It's like you went on with your squad and there was one squad leader, which was Jono,
of course,
and they would ask Jono the question and he would have to base who in the friend group he thought could answer it. So for example, there was like a pop culture question and it was like, what is the name of the high school that they went to on Saved by the Bell? And he had to be like, well, I know Kate really loves like TV and like, you know, pop culture and stuff. So I think Kate could answer it. And I did. I knew it was Bayside.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And then there was a speed round where I had to go against the other person and we just had to go face to face and name as many Pop-Tart brand like flavors as we could. So I'd be like, brown sugar cinnamon. And she'd be like, strawberry. And I'd be like, blueberry. And it was just, it was actually the funnest show ever. I feel like
you could also just make shit up for Pop-Tarts. They've had so many weird ones.
At one point, I said raspberry, and I'm like, I don't even know if that is one.
Frosted, unfrosted, yeah. Does it count? Permutations, combinations?
Red.
I got down the prices right. I just got called up to bid.
Oh.
But while they were telling me what prizes they were, I could not see. I could not hear what they were saying because it was so loud. Oh. I could not see what they were describing. And I had to go first. So I knew it was either like $10 or $10,000. I had no idea what the fuck I was bidding on. And so I go around. And I just like tried to see my squad, like what they were giving.
Oh, right.
And I was like, oh my God, it's either $700 or $7,000. And I'm going to look so stupid whichever way I go if it's wrong. And I was wrong.
Do you have a clip of it?
It's on my Instagram.
Oh, I have to go. Well,
I'll put it on my new Instagram. Yeah. It looks like when they call my name down, it looks like I won an Oscar. I am so dramatic. Oh my God. It is. It's amazing.
No, I would have been so excited too.
Oh, I was like,
game shows are fun to do one time. It's a really long day, and it's like
such
really
a long
it.
Day. Yeah. Ours was like college rivalry.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Like, I went against it. Like, I went to UVA. I went against a Virginia Tech guy.
Oh, stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's cool. Yeah, anyway. I honestly don't really like have much else to say about this episode. I thought the fight was great.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see where it goes from here. I feel like nothing's really going to come of it.
We haven't really talked about Michelle much in terms of what do we think this means for her or what she's gonna do next, because she was lying. They asked her point blank, like, what are the secrets, and she was saying, I don't know, there aren't
for a long
time, and now it's like the jig is up.
Yeah,
what do you think she's going to say? Okay, come clean, say this is my side of the story, or do you think she's gonna say she's still crazy?
I think she was only lying to us, the viewers. I think everyone there knows everything already.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
But what is she gonna say to us, the viewers? Is she going to come clean, or is she going to say that's bullshit?
I think she'll probably come clean.
I hope she does. There'll be more drama.
I think that if she knows that Kristen's going to just like spill all her shit, she might as well just.
Or will Kristen even tell her that she said that?
I don't know.
Because yeah. Kristen and Luke were off by themselves when she gave that reveal.
That's a good point.
But producers would have to sit, would have to.
If you were a good producer, you would say
figure it. Out how to get her to know that she said
you
that.
You would say it. I guess time will tell.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Can't wait.
So yeah, the Valley has definitely turned around for me. Yeah. I've been enjoying it.
It's
now.
Fun.
So we'll see. I wonder how many episodes there are this season.
I hope they stay in the hallway for the rest of them.
Let's just stay here.
It's called the hallway.
Let's just stay. Yeah, change it from the Valley to the hallway.
I'd watch
it. It's so good. Well, that's all I've got.
That's all I've got too.
I think we all, from what I could tell online, the consensus was, I'm feeling like the majority is people like the Valley.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep on recapping it for you.
We're going to keep on keeping on.
And that's that.
That's that.
I'm Kate.
I'm Carolyn.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for letting us take the week off last week for Coachella. And we'll see you next week and see the fallout from this bullshit.
Love ya.
Bye.
Mean it.